This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today we're talking about whether or not you feel manipulated by online algorithms. This is because, according to a Pew Research Center project, Americans are fed up with being manipulated online. I think that goes for English people and Malaysians and everybody else that has some time online. We ask you guys for some feedback. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram, at BFM Radio. We're going to move on to story number two, a different kind of manipulation, data.
Yeah, so speaking of data, so Ford is looking to sell, or go into data mining. They haven't said if they want to sell the data yet, but they want to go into data mining as a separate form of revenue for the company. Or that, at least that's what analysts say, because the way they make money now is they have something called Ford Credit. So in the US, every one in three US dollars in profit is coming from not the car or truck sales, but from a finance entity that Ford owns that makes loans to more than 5,000 car dealers and 4 million customers. So mostly in the US and Canada.
$1 out of every $3 in
profit. Every $3 comes from this thing called Ford Credit. So that is I think it amounts to, I'll get the figures, but I think it amounts to like 35% of their profit every year.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is what they have now. But they're also going around acquiring like other companies and other small travel companies. So recently what they did was they acquired a company called Spin. So Spin is, I think it rents out like scooters and stuff, and Ford acquired it. It's an electric scooter company. But what happened was when they acquired this company, it gave them like a new trove of data, especially on how people travel. So when do people travel? What are the key travel routes? What days of the week that you know the company sees most use? So a lot of analysts are saying that instead of using the hardware in Spin or using all these electric scooters that Spin has, Ford is more interested in using the data that Spin has, because now it gives them like an insight into why people are using these ways to work, why people want to rent these scooters and stuff. And it's something that Ford can use in either in their own cars, or more importantly, Ford can use to sell to other car companies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, or even car companies who want to do like ride-hailing or e-hailing and stuff like that. They say that data mining is a highly lucrative revenue stream, and Ford CEO Jim Hackett, he said that we have 100 million people in vehicles today that are sitting in Ford Blue Oval vehicles. That's the case for monetizing opportunity versus an upstart who has about 120 or about 200 vehicles in place now. So just to compare the two stacks, which one would you have, or you would like to have data from? And obviously you want to have data from Ford because of the amount of vehicles they have on the road. So that's their plan now. They haven't announced anything, but they have said in like recent meetings that they would sort of sell the data, sell quote unquote in a way that Facebook sells data. So customers, I mean, people won't have access to the data per se, but they would allow advertisers or people who need that data into that stream, or give them insight into the customers without giving out, or you know, without breaching privacy, without giving out personal information about their customers.
So it's like, it won't say, okay, Arvin travels from Bukit Jalil to Bandar Utama every day, but it will say like 34,000 people travel from Bukit Jalil to Bandar Utama
within the ages of this and this, from this time to this time, and they drive this car and this car.
And no requirement for engineers, no factories required, no this, that, and the other. It's simple.
They say it's pure profit.
Right.
So if they get into this form of business, it's pure profit because they don't need any middlemen. It's basically data that they collect from the companies that they buy. It goes directly into Ford's machine, basically.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. So they also say that, so it was 35%. Coming back to the Ford Credit thing, they accounted for 35% of Ford's profits, or nearly 2 billion US dollars, which amounts to 8.38 billion ringgit of the 5.5 billion in total profit. So they just want to, it's a way of branching out and making more revenue streams for them, basically. Because they say because the financial picture is changing for them, they say that automakers will lose money on electric cars for years to come. None of them knows exactly how they're going to make money on autonomous cars. So that's moving forward. It's in their research stage now. So companies like Ford, even other companies like GE, I think they also mentioned Honda, Volkswagen, they need to figure out ways to sort of supplement their income for now before electric and autonomous cars become become popular.
It feels really strange that we're talking about vehicle makers making a massive pivot. You know, these companies that have been established for, you know, well over 100 years done the same thing pretty much in that entire period, you know, branching out ever so slightly. But this is something entirely new for the auto industry.
Yeah, I think it's because they see like a direct connection between people who use cars or people that travel and data, especially with e-hailing or ride-hailing. Because these companies, they everything they do leverages on data. If they didn't have the data, then they wouldn't be able to function. So I think these car companies and automakers, they sort of see the connection between that and the way people travel. And they feel like if they had that much data, then they have... It's basically currency or power.
Right. Yeah.
I like the way they put it because, you know, they say there's like a fine line. Ford says that using data to help refine your morning commute to work to avoid slowdowns is seen as positive. But selling your daily commute time, speed and path to insurance companies, that might not be so positively received. So they say that there's, you know, they need to draw the line between what they can do and what they cannot do and exactly who's using the data from their company.
So like navigation apps would really lap up data like this, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
My question is, you know, why are Ford announcing this? Like right now, before they even got the mechanics right, and before they... Why are they doing this now?
So they haven't exactly announced it, but they have been talking about it in meetings with their employees. So I think maybe shareholder meetings, stuff like that. Not so much closed door because obviously we're talking about it now, but then they haven't gone out and explicitly said, yes, we're going to collect data and this is what Ford is going to do. But this is basically analysts coming and saying that the way Ford is moving, the based on the companies that they're buying, because they have no use for this hardware. They're way too big. They don't have to get these small companies. The only reason they would pick up these small companies is for the data that the companies have. So I think this is more like, this is more analysis and prediction saying that Ford might leverage in a big way on data moving forward.
Interesting stuff. Ford, if you're listening, let us know a bit more. You know, email us enterprise@bfm.my. Keen to talk about this. Okay, let's take a very short break. We've got some news coming up next about, well, it's not really news, but it's an interesting piece to talk about. Why bother with a morning routine, right? Okay, I've been fascinated by morning routines for quite some time as well.
Really, you're fascinated by morning routines?
Yeah, well, not just morning routines, but routines in general. I'm sad like that. But we're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from the Jackson 5 with Blame It on the Boogie. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're talking about that story. And if you want to feedback regarding the thing about whether or not you're being manipulated by online algorithms, you can get in touch via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.